If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Get older, losing my hair many years from now. Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Okay, the next time I let a huge fart go in public, I'm going to follow it up with, you were saying? Without missing a beat, you were saying.
You were saying, funnily enough, as you were saying that, my Alexa went off because my dad did that very often in public.
Farted in public.
Farted. If you don't watch The Golden Bachelor, for the sheer fact of seeing Sandra let out a huge fart with the comedic timing of Carol Channing, just fantastic.
I feel like it went on for a good 3.5 seconds.
I thought it
maybe
was
maybe four.
I felt like it was like when I've, because y'all, I'm sorry, I'm going to pull this behind the curtain, but there have been times where I've pretended to fart on the show and Christina will add in a fart noise. I've never actually farted on the podcast.
You did when you farted in my face.
I don't remember that. I blocked that out.
You have farted on the podcast constantly.
I don't remember. Christina always adds it in.
It may not have been loud, but not loud enough to hear.
Not familiar.
No, you're fartier than Susan. Sorry. That's just the way it is.
I'm better now that I've lost weight.
Jury's still out.
Did you rewind that and watch that with Sandra again? I did.
I did not.
It was once good enough.
Y'all, it's the Golden Bachelor episode 7. The women tell all, and boy, did they! Jesus,
they did. They've got, and most of them didn't even talk. It was really, it was weird because I mean, Patty, I wrote them all down: Patty, Pamela, Marina, Christina, Natasha, Joan, Nancy, Edith, April, Kathy, Sandra, Susan, and Ellen, and it basically was just. Kind of the last four names that I called. And that's kind of really all we heard from. Poor Patty, Matt's mom. We still didn't get to hear from her.
She's boring as shit.
Her son was.
I know. It kind of thought, like, did we think Patty's mom would be better than Matt?
I don't know. Before we jump in, I want to remind people... because I don't know if we did it last time we did a recording, but we were on Game of Roses with Chad and Lizzie on last week. It aired on Monday on their feed. And we weren't talking about an episode. We were just really talking about the series in general and regular Bachelor. And actually, Chad specifically is a huge fan because his wife is, our girlfriend is a sissy. And we talked a lot about...
Day.
Talked about 90 yep. days. So be sure to check that out on Game of Roses podcast. We had a ball with them. We will be talking to them in the future.
I agree. I Also, I guess ABC is trolling me now because not only did we provide photographic evidence that Roberta was indeed friends with Ellen for 60 years, that she actually has a daughter. And
I watched that and I went, what is Poodle doing right now as he's watching that?
I was gripping my tinfoil hat trying to think of reasons.
While you were sinking into your shirt?
I'm not sorry, really. I was being a gadfly. I was trying to provoke people to ask hard questions. And apparently, Joan wasn't figuring out a baby switch.
No, her daughter had
really bad postpartum
depression. Yeah.
I personally think baby switch is more interesting.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But I understand how postpartum can be a better story line.
Sure. Send your email to Jake It or Fake It.
Joan looked gorgeous.
Let's talk about, she looked gorgeous. I got to say.
Sandra looked gorgeous.
We got a new Kathy, y'all, and she actually looks, I thought she looked fantastic.
Kathy's beat. Kathy, it looked like every time they went over to Kathy, that she was under a filter.
it looked like a 10 years younger Kathy. I'm pretty sure she got some type of fillers.
It looked like fillers, and it looked like a skin treatment or something.
Her skin looked beautiful. They kind of, Kathy, you know how Kathy kind of had like a downward sad mouth?
She did. She had an upside down mouth.
It might have been a facelift. I don't know.
She looked fantastic.
She looked fan-fucking-tastic. She still looks like her. She just looked a little refreshed. She looked great.
Susan was out there with her Delco accent.
She was.
I
think April maybe got her lips done. She was all pouty pout.
Everyone looked so good.
Susan looked great. Ellen looked like Ellen. She looked fine. She looked great. Like, everyone looked great. They started off the show with a cussing mantra from Sandra, which I enjoyed very much. What do you think they said?
I think it's fuck. I've always thought it was fuck.
Oh, okay. All
right. what else would it be?
I don't know. Like, stick it in my butthole, please.
No, remember, this fuck is The Bachelor. This is not the most they can get by with is probably fuck.
Well,
do you know this franchise? This is I just all want people more. Over 60.
Well, fine.
This is network television.
Fine.
What did you think it was? Calm.
Yes.
I don't understand what your hopes are.
All right, fine. I will lower them.
You need to. I personally think what I liked the best was Jesse's shade for April's quote fingers ankle injury. Someone's shady, like a little bitch.
I like it when he does it. It makes me think he'll do gay stuff. He won't.
His earnestness is intoxicating sometimes.
I
can't believe we had to deal with that slime ball for so long. And we forgot that Chris Harrison, because he was for so long. And did you even watch the Chris Harrison
season? I watched like one season because he used to be, he was a broadcaster at KFOR in Oklahoma City. So he was our
Oklahoma newsman.
Well, why can't we were proud that the Oklahoma newsmen made good?
You know, they're never from there. They literally travel around.
Why would they go to Oklahoma if they weren't from there?
Because they need a job. They go to these markets and they stay for like a year and they move on to another market.
You mean the person at KXAI and Ardmore Sherman Dennison is not from Ardmore Sherman or Dennison?
They're not from any of those places. They're from Peoria or upstate New York. And they're doing their fucking time in purgatory in these shit little markets.
Sorry for our newscaster sissies. Come at us if you're a new sissy. We do have some new sissies. I know we have a sissy that's a QVC host.
Your first job, if you want to be
a
TV
good job.
Weather person or a sports person, your first job is going to be in fucking, I don't know. Let's think about a market you would never want to be in. Biloxi, Mississippi.
El Paso.
That's a big city, though. Biloxi isn't. Okay. That's at least a big city.
So it'd be more like Midland or Amarillo?
Yep. Yep. That'd be your second job. And then you may get a bigger market if you did well.
I'd have to have sex with some renting in to make that worthwhile. Of course, I couldn't afford it.
No. But just know all of your news, no one was from there.
It is when you go back and you watch them. Remember when you were a kid, you thought they all looked like adults, and now you watch the news at home and you're like, God, that looks like a 17-year-old giving the news.
The young ones, weirdly, the ones in Greenville have stayed. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Is it because you think you're local celebrities? The one in Greenville, Michael Cogdill, was there. He talks like this. And he was there for so long, he's turned white-headed. Like,
really?
Yes. Carol Goldsmith is still around. We talked about her weight fluctuating up and down the whole time, and now she's just settled in her own weight.
Wow.
Mother Poodle never had a lot of good stuff to say about her.
I don't think Mother Poodle really liked her.
No, not at all.
I have a friend that I went to choir. He was from Durant. And he's a weatherman in West Virginia. What is his name? Brian?
That's because they travel around. That's what I'm telling you.
No, that's where he lives now. He's worked up. He's like in his 40s. And now he's like, oh, what was that noise?
I have no idea.
What just slammed in your apartment?
That wasn't my apartment.
It was so loud, it scared me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Apparently, it is a big deal to be kissing all those people. And what are your kids? That was the question, I feel like, of the night. Jesse kept asking everybody, what was it? And which kind of weirded me out. What was it like to make out with Gary and know your children are watching, staring in the eyes?
They didn't say that about, like, they never said that about, you know what though? They tried to slut shame Hannah Brown when she fucked a guy in the windmill.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe this is that equivalent of your grandchildren were watching. I don't know. Let these ladies be sluts.
Let them be sluts.
In the best possible way.
Because we've said this before. We said that you're a slut, your mom's a slut, but we've never said this, y'all.
Your little dog's a slut too.
Yeah, your dog's a slut, your mom's a slut. Guess what? Your grandma, slut.
Slut.
Your meemaw, slutty.
Your great-grandmother, who survived the Depression, slut.
Slut.
She survived it on her back.
Your nanny loves giving blowjobs. Slut. They're all sluts, y'all, and let's just all be sluts.
Agree. On a different note, apparently guacamole gives farts.
It does.
This was a five minute segment. I've never had gas from guacamole before.
If it has a lot of raw garlic in it and you have an allergic reaction to garlic or onions, that can sometimes too much guacamole will send me to the bathroom.
You seem to have a lot of things that do that.
That's not true.
Your GI issues.
No, although
everyone seemed to have a lot of GI issues in this house.
It seems
I think that's what happens after 50, though.
I mean, they're all just farting and burping on camera. Do you just, when you get older, do you just go,
yes,
and you don't care anymore?
Yes. Yes. All of these things. I'd say we normalize it. Anyway, they showed Susan saying, I'm sorry, I don't know if I should even be here. I have such bad gas.
She said it to Gary. It was, and he laughed and laughed and laughed.
So the question is, could it have been the meatballs or the guac?
What was it? Never. I feel like for her, it was the guac. I think her body's used to the meatballs.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Things, when I'm eating stuff, it'll be too rich for me and I'll stop eating it. And that's when I'll know I shouldn't. That's when I, when food makes me gassy, I stop eating it.
That's recently, because the poodle I knew from 5 years ago, you would just, 10 years ago, you would eat and eat and eat and eat it, and then you would feel sick.
I don't remember that way.
I think, though, probably I did that 10 years ago. I do think it's just a thing with age. You just, sadly, I can't have fun and eat the things I love anymore because I'm going to have reflux and feel terrible the next day.
Being over 40 is fun.
It's fun, y'all.
Kris Jenner sent a message to Susan.
This was really sweet. I thought Susan was the star of the tell-all.
She kind of was. I still don't think she's going to get Golden Bachelor.
Oh, no, y'all. Because
now it's Faith.
Faith, she sealed that with that Glenn Close, Viola Davis not running out of your cry. She sealed that performance.
Yikes. For a while, I was like, oh, I think it's Joan.
Yeah, we saw Joan, and they were talking about Joan.
And then Faith comes on.
Like a sleeper horse coming around the bend. Wow. Coming on the back. The horse apparently is risen from the grave. It's Faith.
So, y'all, apparently, if you watched, you know he chooses Treacer. And I screamed.
She's such a snake. I think we were wrong. I think we both, I don't remember what we said.
I thought Teresa was gone.
I think you did more than me, but I still think I agreed with you. So
I think it's definitely Leslie now.
Why are we always wrong in our predictions?
Not always. 98% of the time.
Right or wrong?
Wrong. I don't know. We were right about some Love is Blind stuff.
Sometimes. Maybe this year, but a lot of times we're wrong.
I blame the editing. Anyway, so, the dog's upset now.
No, there's just a fire in the apartment beside Poodle.
There was a fire in the building next to us.
We've stopped like three times already. So I'm saying that because now we're just going to keep going. If a fireman comes in your house, we're going to keep the podcast going.
Hello, Mr. Fireman.
They're going to come in. They're going to fuck you. And it's all going to be on the pod, y'all.
That's a nice axe you've got.
Woo! Let me get my Dalmatian out, Matt. My Dalmatian pup mask.
Here, carry
me. They do sell those too. I noticed when I was looking for the poodle. Did you buy the poodle pup mask?
No.
You should.
No, I need to. I don't
I
want
think
anything
like the floppy ears.
I don't want anything encumbering my face except for blindfold.
Sure. So you're telling me that you fuck like Cobra Commander, like with just a
yes. Tomax and Zaymot, get over here and double team me.
If you don't think Cobra Commander is a flaming homosexual, you're watching the wrong show. They need to remake G.I. Joe with him just gay, trying to fuck Duke. That's not really a good look for gay men, but I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with that representation. Hey, it's representation. I'm still okay with Paul Lynde, like mincing around.
Yes.
Catty. Bring back fucking catty, disrespectful queens. Give me that. I don't need a love story of two straight acting doctors in a hospital getting together.
No.
Reasonable. And who like to play sports in their free time.
Oh, come on. That's not real.
Oh, honey, they're trying to make gay men boring.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Now. It's not real.
I know. Give me a mincing, prancing queen.
Yes.
Give me a Little Richard any day.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm surprised somebody hasn't made a movie about him yet.
I think someone did recently. Oh. I think the documentary. I don't know if it covered too much of his
homosexuality. Is he dead?
He's still alive.
Oh, that's why they're probably going to wait till he kicks it.
Yeah. And then all the skeletons are going to come out.
Yes.
And by skeletons, I mean the lovers.
Oh, I just listened to some Skeleton in Barbara Streisand's book today. It's so good. You have to read it. I want to talk to you about it.
Wow. So we can't get through a podcast without talking about Barbara Streisand,
no,
apparently.
No, it's so good. I wonder if it's going to... I've never really been a huge... I'm not a Barbara fan. I'm more of a Judy Liza queen. But y'all, I'm very excited for Cher Christmas. We know this already. But I'm wondering...
DJ, play a Christmas song.
Is this going to push me into Barbara fandom? And I don't know if I can handle that.
I don't know why you already haven't been there. It's kind of ridiculous.
I love her, but I don't like obsess over her.
I don't obsess over her. Although you're talking about reading her audiobook and you have to insert
it's
it in
very
every
good.
In every conversation.
It's very good. And I call my friend Dawn, who used to be her personal assistant, and I'm like, is this true? And she'll say, Barbara just talked about the book, and she said, oh yeah, that's totally true. And so it's like, I feel like it's just validated.
What reason would she have to lie?
No, that's true. That's true. And I even asked, I was like, has she been a ghostwriter? She's like, no. She said she was working on that book whenever I was working for her. And she would say, all right, Dawn, take the dog, the one that died, that cloned, that's who Dawn would take. She was like, take the dog. I've got to go write. And Dawn already told us before, and Barbara talks about it, she doesn't know how to type, so she writes everything longhand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to, we need to move on to non-Barbara Streisand.
we'll see if I silence you in the Gilded Age.
Now I need to go watch the medical drama with the two straight doctors just to wash this faggotry off of me.
I need to go watch Predator. Actually, that's pretty gay too.
That's pretty gay. Predator versus Terminator.
Just a gay, just an alien. Y'all, because the reason why he wanted to get Terminator is he wanted to fuck him. That's it.
I could see that. So Joan comes in, talks about I'm feeling like I left things unfinished. And, you know, like they're like, what would have happened if you had stayed? She's like, I don't know. But he's made connections and I wish them the best.
Wish them the best. But like as they were talking, I thought, okay, she's saying unfinished.
I went
setting it up.
Golden Bachelorette. Until Faith showed up. Anyway, Ellen showed up and Ellen was crying when she was watching her goodbye. And she said, Gary made me feel like a princess. And then she says something. She's like, I'm so excited though, because I can't wait to get started. In other words, with this second part of my life, this whole series should end with all the women singing the grandmother song from Pippin. And just no time at all. You got time to start living. Time to take a little from the world we're given. Time to make time. A spring will turn to fall.
That's gayer than Barbara Streisand. But I agree.
Very gay.
I do feel like they should all sing that song. And at the end, it'll say, presented by the AARP.
Time to get your insurance.
They really wanted to push that, y'all, that narrative.
So, well, I think it's real.
I think it's a great narrative, and yeah. I think it's important.
Anyway, they do talk about Roberta. She did pass away before the show aired. And
that she's actually with, by the time Ellen came back, she was in a coma. And Ellen said that she was hanging on so they could watch the first episode together.
I told her.
What did she say? Yeah, actually, I think you should read this, Poodle.
I want you to go. Because we're going to watch the show together, but just from different places.
And what did you
and
do?
And I cried. Like everyone in the audience.
Like Ellen, or like Roberta's daughter.
And they brought out that daughter. They trotted out that daughter.
And you just see Poodle just actually make a noise while he's shrinking, going,
I did shrivel quite a bit. Anyway. Oh. It was that, and then the whole Faith scene. Jesus. Oh. So Gary comes out. He looks good, I said. And they talked about him.
He doesn't care about kissing. He says, grandmas be damned. I'm making out with you. They're hot.
And then he said he wasn't going to kiss a lot. And they're like, yeah, not on this show, Gary. And anyway, everyone, the women, of course, were still fawning all over him. Mm-hmm. And y'all, I think no one has, this is not like a lot of The Bachelor where the women or even the men need to get something off their chest. I don't think this was going to be about.
No, this felt like this literally felt like watching a Carol Burnett special or something of just, let's talk
like
about
a retrospective.
How much fun we had.
So then they show the rose ceremony, the end of the rose ceremony, and he chooses Teresa. And I wrote down, seriously?
Yeah. So Faith is going home. Gary is crying as he watches.
The audience is stunned.
Faith is crying too. So this was one of the most riveting moments of Bachelor Tell-Alls. I feel like watching Gary and Faith talk to each other. It was just, and could you hear? It was silent.
Neither one of them could stop crying.
No.
And it feels so still real for Faith. It just happened yesterday.
Yes.
She looks great. And the women are saying, we love you, to her. And she's like, my first thought was my poor family. And that's when I kind of broke down. Because she wasn't thinking about herself. She was thinking about her fucking family.
Well, that broke me later on when Gary said, what kills me is that I lied. I didn't fulfill my promise to your
family. I'm tearing up now!
And she said, yes, you did. He's like, no, I promised him I would never hurt you. And I hurt you so deeply. And I just went, gunk, gunk. I'm like, this is so different than 20-year-olds who give a fuck.
And then she said, when you were walking me out, I felt a real disconnect. And she's like, and that really hurt me. And when she was talking to him, none of this was vengeful or done to hurt him.
No.
She was just saying how she felt and they were communicating. And he's like, it wasn't like that at all. I'd just done so much and I was just taking time to process what had happened. And I wrote down, what if in the last episode, Gary decides to choose who he's going to choose, and as he's on his way there, probably to Minneapolis, he takes the Western route.
He takes the I-94. Yeah, if you take it all the way out there, I think you go to you change. I think you change in Minneapolis actually to the 90.
He takes the 90 all the way out to Washington.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And she's on her horse.
Yeah, I think that's I think he would have chose her if she lived closer.
I agree. If his life would have been a little more like his.
If she didn't mention her dead horse that she's not moving away from. Like, what do you say to that, y'all?
I wonder if there's this is a little bit morbid. Is there a way to dig the horse up and cremate the horse and put its remains in a box or an urn?
That's actually not morbid. I think that's very morbid. I think that's practical.
is there a way to dig up the horse?
Then dig up the horse, cremate it, and then you can travel, and you'll just have the horse.
Just take your horse wherever.
You'll have horsey box, like daddy's box, like the kids carried around.
Or have it made into pills, and you can just take a little bit of your horse every day. A horse pill, if you will. That's weird,
gross.
Isn't it?
That's okay. Gross.
That's I went too far.
Poodle. Did.
So what we're saying is, Faith, your horse is weighing you down. You need
I don't
to
have any of my father's ashes. Do
get
you?
Get your. I don't.
Or
have,
would you?
Neither. I don't believe people are there. I don't believe people are in.
Same.
Yeah. But I understand that I think ashes are a real comfort to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So do it if it makes you feel better. I don't need that. But I think I would keep some of their stuff. I think I would keep.
You said stuff and I thought you were going to say semen. Because I just.
Like old lovers.
Yeah.
I think I would keep some of their semen. Dried, preferably.
Poodle, what's in your freezer? Oh, don't mind the black ice tray. It's for special things.
Or I could put it into pills and take it every day. Horse semen pills.
Wow.
Anyway, but she says to him, I relaxed in your arms and I felt safe and I never really felt that way before. And I just doubled over when she said,
really
now the fact that he was able just to look at her without saying, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Which is what I would have done. I'm so sorry.
What is that song from the musical theater? Something, I got lost in his arms.
That's Annie, Get Your Gun. I got lost in his arms. And he ended up, there was cruise on his arms.
She kind of is like Annie, Get Your Gun.
You know, Sissy said it. She looks like Jodie Benson, who did the voice of The Little Mermaid, the original voice.
I think she was actually in a production of Annie, Get Your Gun. I think I remember. Because Jodie
Benson?
I follow her on Instagram.
Of course you do.
Well, I just saw a post from her today and Louise Mandrell. Not together, but just, you know.
Louise Mandrell?
Yes, I got to keep up on. Well, the other sisters aren't on Instagram, and I got to keep up on Barbara and Erlene.
Are they still with us?
Is Barbara still with us? Yes.
I'm just asking.
Yes, don't you say that about Barbara Mandrell.
Anyway.
Icon. God, I loved her.
So there's a little bit of bloopers at the end of Gary saying, and then Sandra farting and also the women sitting down.
And there was a part where Gary said, someone at the event, someone grabbed my butt. And then later we see Ellen.
Like, it was me.
I grabbed your ass, Gary.
So we got another week, and then we'll have the finale.
Yes.
What
Kathy
do you think?
Kathy does say, we maybe both should have zipped it. She said, maybe she said, maybe I came off a little harsh, but, you know, she's like, I'm tell it like it is.
What's interesting, and did you hear Susan say, sometimes I can be a little brash. She's like, but you got the biggest heart.
The biggest heart.
I love these women.
I know. I love them too.
They probably won't because they don't probably do a ton of socials stuff, but they really should try to, I don't want to put any more bad influencing out there in the world. But I think these women could have something to say.
No, I think they could be kind of like the Instagram, the old gays, the guys from Palm Springs that are really great. And it gives visibility for old queer people. I think they could do fun stuff and give, because a lot of the older grandmother type Instagrams are people kind of like is basically of older people not understanding something.
Right. Yeah.
Or it's funny because they're doing something only 20-year-olds do, but not an authentic living of life. I would love to see
that. I agree. I think all four of these need to, and their chemistry is great, of the Askin Quartet.
The Askin Quartet, I agree.
No one's asking, but we're telling.
But they're telling.
That's the show. That's all I need to say. That's the show.
And hopefully hopefully the fire's out by the time Poodle is done recording this. Good fucking Lord help us. All right, everybody. That's the show. We're going to be so are they breaking next week?
Yep.
So they're taking a break next week.
No show for Thanksgiving, obviously.
And then the week after, I'm going to be in Italy, but I'll be coming back a couple of days after. So just, we're going to do that finale on the
Saturday. No, you don't Sunday get back. You don't get Saturday. Back until Saturday. So we're doing it on Sunday.
So
you'll have to wait. Late. Don't come for me. I'm not the reason it's late. So
sorry, I'll be probably tired and feel like on a different time zone, but I will muster all the strength I can for all of you out there.
It doesn't really work to say that when you've been traveling in Europe for the last 2 weeks.
I'm flying by business class, so I'll probably say that. Well, I upgraded. I had points.
You could have donated those points to someone in need. You know you could do that, right?
And you could suck my dick. Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com.
If you were really philanthropic,
if you were really philanthropic, you could stop fucking someone's husband.
No, I do that because I like it.
Yeah, there we go. That is
it's community service.
It's only philanthropic because his name's Phil.
Philanthropic.
All right, everybody. I don't like this sign off. It's so gross.
No, it's not.
It's terrible. We got to come up. We can't do this one for The Bachelorette.
Join us in 2 weeks when we ask you again, will you accept our rosebud? I'm forevermore. Will you still need me?